gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
We can break it down, yes, we can break it. Yes, we can break it down.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Today is Monday, March 19th, 2012. Welcome to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Today I'll be sharing a treasure trove of life wisdom and insight on a variety of topics that'll spark your thinking and help you define your purpose. On today's show, I've got an angel card message, a power thought card, and some personal productivity hints, reports from last week's First Amendment events, news, music, and more. All of which is meant to encourage you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Come on in, let's talk. Well, as you know, gratefulness is always at the top of my list. So the first thing I want to do today is say thank you to the Facilities Department of Dominican University, especially to Vern and Dean for keeping the buildings and infrastructure in great shape for all the students and faculty. I ran into Vern and Dean last week as they were making their rounds and was happy to know that we are so well taken care of by all of the staff in our facilities department. Thank you for taking care of everything on Dominican's fix-it and to-do lists. Today's show is dedicated to you, the facilities department at Dominican University. And to all of you, remember, I'm grateful for all of my family, friends, and listeners. I care for your well-being, and that is why I'm here for you on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Well, let's find out what this week's angel card message is. It is efficiency. Here are some thoughts on efficiency. DictionaryReference.com defines efficiency as accomplishment of or ability to accomplish a job with minimum expenditure of time and effort. Here are some funny quotes on the topic of efficiency. These are kind of cute. Hard work has a future payoff. Laziness pays off now. That's an anonymous author. And this is from Lewis E. Boone. He says, I'm definitely going to take a course on time management just as soon as I can work it into my schedule. And the last one by an anonymous author, I like work. It fascinates me. I sit and look at it for hours. And here's efficiency on a more serious note. Bill Gates says, the first rule of any technology used in a business is that automation applied to an efficient operation will magnify the efficiency. The second rule is that automation applied to an inefficient operation will magnify the inefficiency. Isn't that so true? And the last one and my favorite, efficiency is intelligent laziness. I love that one. As usual, I challenge you to see if you can find ways to put efficiency, accomplishing jobs or tasks with a minimum expenditure of time and effort, into action in as many ways as you can as you go through your daily living this coming week. We'll take that in. Efficiency, accomplishing jobs or tasks with a minimum expenditure of time and effort. Let's take a little break, and I'll be right back, and we'll listen to our Power Thought card. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
Picture hanging on the wall, but it can't.
You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Ain't nothing but the real thing. Okay, let's find out what today's Power Thought card is. Today's Power Thought card is inspired by affirmations on the website BeMindful.com. And that is the letter B and the word mindful.com, BeMindful.com. Okay, here is our Power Thought card. I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. My work is recognized positively. My opinion is valued, and I possess an endless supply of creativity, energy, and knowledge for any project that I take on. Take a breath in with that. That's a really great affirmation. I'm going to read it one more time. Let's all take a breath. I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. My work is recognized positively. My opinion is valued, and I possess an endless supply of creativity, energy, and knowledge for any project that I take on. This affirmation can be true for all of us. Internalize it. Internalize it and take it with you as you go through your day, your week, and your life. It's meant for you. And I'm so glad I can be here and we can be here together creating this nice space so we can just affirm that we belong here and that we have great usefulness on the planet. And as usual, if you like this affirmation or anything else you hear on my show, you can find me on my blog at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com. Okay. Now that we have our angel message of efficiency, which is accomplishing jobs or tasks with a minimum expenditure of time and effort, and that we have affirmed that our work is valuable, let's take action and find out some good ways to get things done. And I have something here that I pulled off the web. This is called Getting Things Done, and it's by Dustin M. Wax, and I got it off of lifehack.org. And I will post this on my blog, Finding Your Voice with djnoni.blogspot.com, later this afternoon. He's got about 8 points here to help us get things done. So let's go over them. Number one, most important tasks. He says, at the start of each day, or even the night before, highlight the 3 or 4 most important things you have to do in the coming day. Do them first. If you get nothing else accomplished aside from your most important tasks, you still have had a pretty productive day. So I like that one. Get your most important task done right away. Number two, he says, he's got an equation. I like this. The equation is 10 plus 2 times 5. And what that means is work in short spurts of 10 minutes interrupted by 2-minute breaks. Use a timer. Do this 5 times an hour to stay on target without overtaxing your physical and mental resources. Spend those 2 minutes getting a drink, going to the bathroom, or staring out the window. What a smart guy. So work a little, rest a little, work a little, rest a little. I have a friend who does that, and it is a really great system. Okay, number three. The question he asks is, what's the next action? And if you remember last week, we talked about what to do when you don't know what to do. And the answer to that was just do the next right thing. Well, here the question is, what's the next action or what's the next right thing? So he says, don't plan out everything you need to do to finish a project. Just focus on the very next thing you need to do to move it forward. Usually, doing the next little thing will lead to another and another until you're either done or you run into a block. Maybe you need more information or you need someone else to catch up, etc. And he says, be as concrete and detailed as possible. For example, you can't install cable. All you can do is call the cable company to request cable installation. And later, when I talk about to-do lists, I'll describe in more detail about how to write a to-do list using that technique. Instead of writing install cable, write call cable company to request cable installation. Okay, so do the next small thing and that'll keep you going forward. And this is about getting things done. Okay, take a breath, shall we? He said to go for 10 minutes and then take a 2-minute break, right? So let's just take a little break right now. I'm just going to back up from the microphone and take a nice deep breath in and let it out. Very nice. It's nice. Just clear your head, take a break, come back, right? Work a little, rest a little, work a little, rest a little. Number 4, here we go. It says, slow down. Make time for yourself. Eat slowly. Enjoy a lazy weekend day. Take the time to do things well. And keep a balance between the rush world of work and the rest of your life. I'm so glad that we took a little break before we said that one. So slowing down is a good thing. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Getting Things Done by Dustin M. Wax. Number 5. He calls this the batch process. He says, do all your similar tasks together. For example, don't deal with email sporadically throughout the day. Instead, set aside an hour to go through your email inbox and respond to email. So let me just say that again. For example, don't deal with email sporadically throughout the day. Instead, set aside an hour to go through your email inbox and respond to emails. Do the same with voicemail, phone calls, responding to letters, filing, and so on. Any routine repetitive tasks. That is a really wise piece of advice. Then your brain is on a trajectory and you're in a groove, you're in a flow. Batch process. Number 6, tune out. He says, create a personal privacy zone by wearing headphones. People are much more hesitant to interrupt someone wearing headphones. And he notes, actually listening to music through your headphones is optional. No one knows but you. And I have found this to be a very useful technique. And one of the things that I notice when I wear headphones is I tend to concentrate better, because the music goes directly in and there isn't a lot of ambient noise. And he's got number 7, write it down. It says, write down the things you need to do, your schedule, anything you might need to refer to, and every passing thought so you can relax, knowing you won't forget. Use your brain for thinking. Use paper or your computer for keeping track of stuff. So I like that. I like that. He's saying, write down the things you need to do, and keep track of things on paper or computer, and then your brain has much more room for thinking and not keeping track of everything. And the last one, he calls this gap time. And it's the little blocks of time we have during the day while waiting for the bus, standing in line, waiting for a meeting to start, etc. Have a list of small 5-minute tasks that you can do in these moments, or carry something to read or work on to make the most of the spare minutes. So that was gap time, making little blocks of time useful and having a list of little tasks. Dustin M. Wax. And I do have with me today a list of some little 5-minute tasks. So what I'm going to do is take his advice. We're going to take a little bit of a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about those tasks that you can do in little 5-minute increments. And you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
Push me up the hill.
There's no looking back for us.
We got
This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. We just heard You're All I Need to Get by Marvin Gaye. And you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Okay, well, welcome back to our show today. We just talked about how to get things done, and I am here now with a list of things that you can do if you have a spare 5 minutes. So the last thing on the list of getting things done that we heard from Dustin M. Wax, he said something about gap time, the little blocks of time we have during the day while waiting for the bus, standing in line, waiting for a meeting to start, etc. Have a list of small 5 minute tasks that you can do in these moments, or carry something to read or work on to make the most of the spare minute. So I have a list here. It's from the 2011 Get It Together Handbook, and it was from the realsimple.com magazine. So if you have 5 minutes, here's what you can do. Water the plants and wipe dusty leaves with a damp paper towel. You can cancel one appointment you just really don't want to keep. You can pick up 5 things and put them where they belong. You can wash the dog's bowl or brush the cat. Here's a good one. You can remove gum wrappers, receipts, and ATM slips from your purse or your wallet. I like this one. You can shred something, anything. And this one's a sweet one. And this one actually gets you some good returns in your heart and your soul. If you have an extra 5 minutes, write a thank you note to someone. It doesn't even have to be for something that happened recently. It could just be an acknowledgement note. Here's another one. Walk around your home with a small can of white paint and do touch-ups. I was actually just at my house the other day going, I need to get my small can of white paint out. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Open your file cabinet and get rid of 5 old files. That's always a great clean out. Oh, I like this one. This is a silly one, but it's fun. Adjust all the bills in your wallet so they face the same way. Another one is charge your portable devices. And the last one is look in the mirror and smile at yourself. I like that one. I am so glad to be here with you today on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni here at radio.dominican.edu. And we're just hanging out. This is an hour of time that we just get to reframe our day and get a few little tidbits that might be able to help you do some things more efficiently and in your life. So I'm glad to be here with you. I did have a letter that came in this past week, so let's get to that right now. This is a letter from RT, and it says, Dear DJ Noni, how do I go about making a to-do list that actually works? And should it be on paper or electronic? Also, I want to get my finances in order so I know how much money I have. What kind of money management program should I use? I look forward to hearing from you on these questions and any other hints you can give me to get my life organized. Sincerely, RT. Okay, well, today's show is perfect for this question. We've already talked about efficiency. We've already talked about how to get things done. And we have given an affirmation for our work and the value in our work. RT, I'm going to talk about to-do lists first. So here we go. Your to-do list can be any medium. Whatever it is, it has to work for you. So you can do it with pen and paper, you can do it with a computer, you can do it with a smartphone. I happen to be an artist type person, and I'm very, very visual, so I like a paper to-do list. However, I also don't want to carry extra weight if I don't have to. So just this year, I went to an electronic system using my smartphone. It's working pretty well so far, and I'm still adjusting to it, but there are still a few places that I use paper and pen. For example, I have a grocery list on the side of my fridge with a magnetic pencil, and when I have individual projects, I have lists inside each of the project folders, so when I have an idea, I can just throw it in there and put it on the list there. Those are 2 examples of where I'm still using paper. But I did go to an electronic system, and so far it's working. So here's some recommendation of systems for you. The first one, if you want a great, I mean, really great pen and paper to-do list calendar system, go to franklincovey.com. They have a fabulous program. Their concepts about personal mission statements, goal setting, prioritizing, it's amazing. And their products are completely in alignment with what they're teaching, and it puts you on a track to get the most important things done. And in fact, one of their taglines is what matters most. So they want you to have what matters most on your to-do list, and they'll teach you that. And I actually use the Franklin Covey system for over 10 years. And even though I've gone to electronics, I still use their what matters most concepts. Okay, so number two, if you happen to have an Android phone, there is an app called Astrid Tasks. That's Astrid Tasks. That's a great app. I have an Android. That's the task program that I use for my to-dos. And it's working very well. And it sends you little sweet, cute little messages, which I like. If you can't tell, I like sweet little positive affirmation messages. So that's a perfect one for me. And then if you have an iPhone, there are two apps that are pretty good ones. One is called Toodledoo, and the other one is called Remember the Milk. Those are good apps if you have an iPhone. Okay. Now that you know that any system that you want to use is perfect for you for a to-do list, and you've got some resources, Franklin Covey, Astrid Tasks on Droid, and Toodledoo and Remember the Milk on iPhone, those are the systems that you're going to use. So now you actually have to make the list, and I'm going to talk to you about that after we take a little break. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. That was called The Gardens by Chris Michie, and it was from the movie Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill. All right. Well, here we are talking about efficiency and to-do lists and task lists, and I wanted to just say a couple things about what to put on your task list. Once you get the system, whether you're using paper or electronics, how do you make the best kind of to-do list? And what I have found is that if I can be as detailed as possible, it helps me to get things done better. And when we were looking at the Getting Things Done list by Dustin Wax, he was talking about how if you put install cable on your list, that isn't really what you're doing. What you want to do is put the task, call the cable company to install the cable on your list. It's slightly different. And I just wanted to give you an example of how that, another example of that. I had a friend who wanted to make Christmas cookies to give as presents a couple Christmases ago to family and friends and work colleagues. So on her to-do list, she wrote, make Christmas cookies for families, friends, and colleagues. But what ended up happening was that was too big of a task. That was actually the name of her project. What happened was she left that task on her list for weeks and weeks and weeks, and she almost didn't get the project done, but she called me and said, I don't know what's going on. How come I can't get this done? You know, making cookies isn't a big deal. And I said, well, actually, that's the name of your project, making cookies. Let's break it down. Do you have all the ingredients? Well, no, I need to go to the grocery store. Oh, do you have enough cookie sheets and all of the implements in the kitchen? Well, they're all rusty and dirty. Okay. Do you have all of the little gift bags that you want to put in the put the cookies in when they're done? She's like, oh, right. So if you can kind of get the drift, she wanted to do the project, but she didn't have all these things lined up. So because she didn't have the tools and the ingredients, she couldn't get the task done, and it just kept getting put off and put off and put off. So what we did was we broke it down. We put on her to-do list, you know, choose what cookie I'm going to make. I mean, it sounds elementary, but it really breaks it down. So she wrote, choose the type of cookie that I'm going to make, find a recipe for the cookie that I'm going to make, make a grocery list from the recipe for the cookies, buy the bags to put the cookies in later, clean the kitchen and make sure that I have all the ingredients and all of the supplies ready for the cookie making. And breaking all of the tasks down into little smaller bites made it so much easier for her to accomplish. It wasn't a giant task. And if you remember last week, I was talking with one of our listeners about how to get things done when you don't know what to do. And one of the things we talked about was breaking things down into smaller increments. So that's what you want your to-do list to do for you, is to break things down into small enough increments that you can actually get them done. And then if you are not doing something and you keep forwarding the task and not getting it done, that might be something that just needs to not get done. So you have to give yourself a little pass on that. But putting things in a good perspective of detail is very helpful to you. And then I'll just tell you one more, and that is, sometimes I'll write on my to-do list, call Joe about event. Oftentimes, I don't like to make a phone call. What I really need to say is email Joe about the event. And just changing that one word makes it easier for me to get that task done. So I just wanted to say that about to-do lists and how to, once you get your system, whether it's electronic or pencil and paper, that you can actually write things down in a way that's going to make you and help you get things done. Let's take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to collect some news, and we'll look at some local, national, and world news. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu, and we just heard the song It's Magic, again by Chris Michie from Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill. I've got the news up here on the computer. Let's see what we can find. Let's start with some top stories from CNN. It looks like the Desperate Housewives star Nicolette Sheridan is having some legal issues. A judge declared a mistrial Monday in her wrongful termination lawsuit, which was against Desperate Housewives creator Mark Cherry. In sports, the Broncos, it says Peyton Manning is talking with the team about his contract. And a balloonist fell from 17,000 feet amid a storm, and it looks like crews have found that balloonist. And we have a news report on the Afghan villagers who are now describing the slaying from last week, the horror from that slaying. And lots of information is coming out on that from the Afghan villagers. From the New York Times, some top stories are the U.S. war game. Oh, there is a U.S. war game that's seeing dire results of the attack on Iran. And it says a classified war game held this month forecast that such an attack would lead to wider regional war, which could draw in the United States. In business news, Apple is going to use cash for stock dividends and buybacks. Oh, and some big news in France, a gunman killed four at a Jewish school there. That sounds like it was pretty awful. And let's see if we can find something from the Wall Street Journal. Let's go here and let's go look at this one. It says Amazon buys robot maker. It says Amazon adds that robotic touch. And it said, Amazon.com is buying Kiva Systems, which makes robots used in shipping centers. $775 million acquisition comes as Amazon continues its heavy spending on fulfillment centers to help fuel its business. There you go. So they need to move product. That's what that is about. All right. That is some national and world news. Let's look at some local news at the Marin Independent Journal. It looks like we have a county bus service here called Golden Gate Transit, and San Rafael, which is our central city, it says San Rafael riders dominate the county bus service. There was a collision on Highway 101, and a car and driver were involved in that. The driver was hurt. A Fairfax mom is launching a conversation about clean water. She is getting kids involved in understanding clean water. And I happened to read that article earlier, and they were talking about how young children from villages often have to depart from school early or not even go to school at all because they have to walk miles and miles to go and get water for their family. And so this Fairfax mom is involving young people in these conversations, and they actually had kids carrying 5-gallon buckets of water to see how heavy they were and how far they would have to walk with them to get to their homes, and then ask the kids if they had any ideas about how to get water from one place to another for kids in villages around the world. So she's busy doing something good for the world there. And let's see. Oh, and there was another accident on Highway 101 near Novato, the Novato landfill. Let me try that again. Novato is our northernmost city, and we have a landfill up there, and it's a dicey area of road. And evidently, there was an accident on Highway 101, and it injured 5 people and was slowing the commute. And last on local news, Las Galinas Valley Sanitary is exploring a program to fund lateral repairs. So they're looking at making sure the sewer system is in good shape. That is it for local news. And as you know, today is March 19th, 2012. Our moon phase is that we are waning crescent. So when you look up in the sky, you'll see a thin crescent lit up in the sky, waning crescent moon. And that means we're going toward a new moon. And the new moon is going to be around March 22nd, and that's when the moon is dark in the sky. So right now we're waning crescent. And the weather today in San Rafael, California is about 56 degrees. It feels much colder than 56 degrees. It was raining yesterday, but it is clear. It is very lovely out today. Well, that's our news and our weather and our moon phase. Let's take a little break, and then we'll be back with another answer to our question on money management. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
It's a beautiful morning.
Just take it some clean fresh air for me.
Don't you sense,
get inside.
If
This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. We just heard A Beautiful Morning by the Rascals. Let's get back to our letter from our listener. It was a letter from RT, and he was asking about to-do lists and money management programs. And I just wanted to give you a rundown of money management programs that are out there. And there are many good software programs out there for you to take care of your money. Here is a list of the top five. Number one is QuickBooks. And QuickBooks is a very comprehensive program. You buy the software, you load it on your computer, and you use it from your computer. It does cost a couple of $100, but it covers everything and it does a lot for you. Number two is Mint.com. Mint.com happens to be made by the same company that QuickBooks is made by. It's called Intuit. And Mint.com is an online program, so you can access it from wherever you are, no matter if whatever computer you can get to, and it is free. Number three is called Envelopes. M as in money, V-E-L-O-P-E-S, Envelopes. It is also online and free, so you can access it from anywhere. Number four is called You Need a Budget. This particular program is available for iPhone and Android, and it's $4.99 as an app. And then number five is Money Dance. It is an online program, and it costs $49.99 to download. So I have used, just so you know where I am, I've used QuickBooks. I've also used Microsoft Money, and let me just tell you that I didn't talk about Microsoft Money because as I was reading through and researching all of these items, they are going to halt making Microsoft Money. So it wouldn't be something that you would put the investment in at the moment. If you have Microsoft Money and you're already using it and it works for you, great. I have used Microsoft Money. It's a great program. So if you happen to decide to buy it, you can use it for a really long time, even though there wouldn't be any updates. So I have used QuickBooks. It's really great. Like I said, it's comprehensive. It does a lot for you. The reports are great. The relationships in the money program is great. For example, if you go in and you make an account and you make your checkbook in there and you write a check and you say, this check is written to Joe's restaurant, you would categorize that under food/dining. And then later, when you run a report, it'll show you everything that you've spent on food/dining, and Joe's restaurant will come up. So it sends everything in relationship, so you don't have to do multiple entries. And then Mint.com, what's great about Mint.com, and I've used this as well, is that you can download all of your banking information. You can download all your credit card information. You could download your mortgage information if you want, and it automatically categorizes a whole bunch of it, so you don't even have to type it in. It just automatically downloads it. And by the way, QuickBooks does have a feature where you can do some downloading of your bank accounts as well, but there is more manual entry in QuickBooks. And then Envelopes, You Need a Budget, and Money Dance, I have not used those, but they have some similar capabilities. So Those are the top five money management programs. I highly recommend to everyone to get some sort of money management program so that you can keep track of your money and you can see where everything's going. It helps you to plan, it helps you to decide what to do, and it helps you to, you know, make sure that you're saving enough as well as spending enough. So I am a proponent of getting a money management program. Thank you, RT, for writing in and asking those questions about getting your life organized. I hope that that works for you. And anyone who wants to send me questions or concerns or ask me to research anything for them, please do so. And you can find me on findingyourvoicewithdjnoni@gmail.com, or you can go to my blog at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com. So glad to be here with you. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. All right, I have some great news about Dominican Radio. I'm going to read you a press release that came from the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. And this is Dominican University and Pacifics team up, San Rafael, California. The San Rafael Pacifics and Dominican University of California are excited to announce a one-of-a-kind partnership for the Pacifics' inaugural 2012 baseball season. Dominican and the Pacifics will team up in an effort to produce, broadcast, and distribute live radio broadcasts and online audio streaming of each home game for the 2012 season. The students will oversee other Pacifics-related programming, such as weekly magazine show, as well as pregame and post-game shows. They'll have access to the players, coaching staff, and front office for exclusive interviews conducted by Dominican Radio. Dominican Radio and PacificsBaseball.com will serve as the flagship stations of the Pacifics, as broadcasting and communication students from Marin's only four-year university will play integral roles in every facet of the broadcasts. With this partnership, the Pacifics become the first professional sports team in the country to share their broadcast rights with a student-run station, providing and enriching the already superb curriculum offered to Dominican students. This is a quote from Pacifics President and General Manager Mike Shapiro, who says, "The Pacifics are excited about the prospect to have Dominican University as our broadcast partner. This is a unique relationship for a university's communications department to produce, broadcast, and stream online a professional baseball team's games. And we are excited to create this living laboratory for the students to get real, hands-on experience broadcasting our games." Longtime Dominican communications teacher Stuart Horn will serve as the primary play-by-play voice of Pacifics baseball. Mr. Horn will oversee the involvement of the students by providing on-air training, a continuation of the mentoring he's provided Dominican students for many years. And a quote from Brad Van Alstine, chair of communications and media studies at department at Dominican. Brad says, "Stuart's passion for teaching the art of radio broadcasting is something that we're very proud of here at Dominican. To allow that passion to extend from the classroom to such a unique opportunity for our students is an incredible opportunity for our students and our university. This aligns with Dominican's commitment to engaged learning." Throughout March, Dominican Radio and the Pacifics will also continue Pacifics March with the Penguins, as players, coaches, and team brass will be featured guests on a variety of Dominican programming. Congratulations, Dominican. Congratulations, Pacifics baseball team. What a wonderful partnership. Okay. Last week was the First Amendment Rights Campaign, Stand Up, Sit Down, Speak Out. We had a wonderful campaign here at Dominican. There were trivia contests, there were panel guests, and there was a comedy night over at Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley. I happened to go to that. And I did have a chance to speak to a listener last week about free speech. And one of the questions that came up was the fine line between libel and free speech. And my caller said, "I don't think there's anything that really is free speech. Not everyone can say everything at all times." And so I did a little bit of reading on it, and I'm going to see if I can synopsize it here for you. And what I came up with is that in America, anyone gets to say anything. It's free speech. And the First Amendment is a description of how government cannot abridge people's freedom to speak out. So it isn't, the First Amendment isn't saying what you can say, and it isn't even about what you can't say. The First Amendment is about the government not being able to abridge your freedom of speech. But with that said, there are some regulations that go along with it. And one of the things that I was reading was about private property rights. So if a private newspaper is speaking out and saying this or that, that's the private newspaper's business. And they have their rules and regulations of what they say or don't say. And a movie theater could have their rules and regulations on what is said and what isn't said. For example, in a movie theater, the movie theater owner says you're not allowed to yell fire in the public in the movie theater because that'll cause panic. So they have the right to restrict that. But the government can't restrict that. And it you can see it a little bit better when you're looking at radio, because radio is a government licensed entity. So if something's a government licensed entity and there are government rules regulating what you can and can't say, then if you don't follow those rules, then you get suspended or you get your license revoked. But the government can't tell you in private enterprise what you can say or can't say. Now, there are regulations that we humans put up, like there's the movie theater guidelines that are put together, and there are other guidelines that we all have decided to follow, but those are private property rights guidelines. So one of the issues that came up was the comments that Rush Limbaugh made on his radio show about Sandra Fluke and, you know, in her quest for birth control, and he called her a slut and he called her all of these names and it was awful and terrible. And then all of his sponsors were going to drop him, all of his advertisers were going to drop him, and everyone was all up in arms about his freedom of speech. Well, here's where it all kind of ties in. Rush Limbaugh can say whatever he wants to say. He just can't say the things that are on the government's regulation list because it's a licensed radio station. But that doesn't mean that his advertisers or the public are going to agree with or like everything that he says. So if there's a huge public outcry that he is making these comments that are really making people mad, people get to choose to turn off his radio station, or they get to choose to pressure advertisers to stop advertising. So you get to speak up for yourself. You get to say what you need to say, but you also get to speak up for yourself and say that wasn't right. And you can boycott or you can take out a lawsuit against someone if there's libel. So I'm trying to make sense of it myself, and hopefully that made a little bit of sense. But I'm really clear that government isn't allowed to just wantonly say you can only say this and you can't say that. It's important that all opinions are heard. And then one last thing that I'm trying to remember is that oftentimes we think about what we're saying as freedom of speech, but something that someone else is saying that we don't agree with, we don't want them to say that. So we have to remember that even if it's something we don't want to hear, someone has the freedom to speak it. So we need to expand our thinking on that. With that said, I want to tell you about something I read in the newspaper. So let me get it. Last week in the Marin Independent Journal, in the business section, there's a social media site. It's called Mr. Conservative. A Political College of Marin student finds success with a right-wing website. Cyrus Masumi, a Marin native and student at College of Marin, has co-founded a politically conservative website and linked Facebook site that are visited regularly by hundreds of thousands of people each month. According to Quantcast, a company that estimates internet traffic for advertisers, approximately 797,000 people visited Masumi's MrConservative.com website last month. And it looks like, okay, so he's a business major in his third year at College of Marin, and he created the websites with two partners in November. And he's been doing all of these social media consulting projects, and he decided, I'm going to put this social media site up, And stories on the sites this past week included 24 signs that we are getting dangerously close to a major war in the Middle East. We just heard about that earlier. Liberals love death, population control, abortion, euthanasia, and Obama family yearly vacation scorecard. You paid for it. Now, if you are not conservative, you're probably not going to want to listen to those things, but he has freedom of speech and he can talk about them. So that's a real interesting thing that's going on in the world. So that's Mr. Conservative, a new social media outlet out there. So exercise your freedom of speech. And then one last thing about the Rush Limbaugh comments. I went to the comedy night that Dominican sponsored last week, and Rush Limbaugh got skewered. It was great. Not because I don't like him, but just because he was a good target. So Mark Pitta, who does the Mark Pitta and Friends at the Throckmorton Theater, first thing he said was laughter causes endorphins. So that was great. He got us laughing. And then the comedian Nato Green was talking about that he has children. He said, I have twins, and what I've noticed is whenever anyone is angry, they just need a nap. And the punchline was, I think Rush Limbaugh needs a nap. And then Mark Pitta came out and said, and I loved this, it was so wonderful. Mark Pitta came out and said, you know what? Rush Limbaugh is the reason I bought noise-canceling headphones. Good one, Mark Pitta. All right, let me take a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back to wrap up Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. You are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you have a topic that you'd like me to research and talk about, you can send me an email at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni@gmail.com. And if you like what you heard today, you can always find me on my blog at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com. Well, I hope what you have heard today has helped you. And as always, feel free to toss what doesn't work and use what you like the best. Our angel card message is efficiency, accomplishing jobs or tasks with a minimum expenditure of time and effort. Our power thought card is I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. My work is recognized positively, my opinion is valued, and I possess an endless supply of creativity, energy, and knowledge for any project that I take on. I want you to know that these messages are absolutely true, and we are meant to hear them and let them into our hearts and souls, so that no matter where we are on the journey of life, we can. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, encouraging you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back with you on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, Mondays 4 to 5 p.m. on Radio. www.dominican.edu. DJ Noni, and I'm the host of Finding Your Voice. Join me every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a treasure trove of life wisdom that will help you navigate and find your way as you discover who you are and what your purpose is. I'll share personal and professional experience, interviews, letters from listeners, and inspiration. What can I do to support and encourage you as you become who you want to be on your journey?